Welcome back to my podcast. It has been a while. We have been going through a lot this year. I think the first 6 months of the year, anyway, I was doing a lot of inner work, shadow work, getting to know my deepest fears and limitations, and doing the work to overcome some of them. And we're still integrating now. And then on top of that, I ended up moving to my what I thought was my dream apartment, even though at the time when I got it, I knew it wasn't quite perfect. Like it wasn't everything on the list that I had written down, right? And I am a specific manifester. So when I write things down, I go into detail and I get everything in that detail. And so, yeah, there were a few things that were missing, and I was just like, well, it's got a bit of an ocean view, and it's a step up from where I was. So, this is great. I was really happy for it and expressed gratitude every single day that I was there. And then, what do you know? We get to July, and I got given notice that I had to leave the apartment. And so, it has been a big journey this year, and I'm really proud of the way I handled getting that notice because in the past it would have shook me. I would have been so upset, I would have been so scared, so stressed, so I would have gone into victim mode. I would have been like, but you gave me this, and now, like, as in you being the universe, I got given this, and then now I'm losing it. Why? What have I done wrong? What's happening? What am I going to do? Like, there's a rental crisis on the Gold Coast at the moment. I'm not going to have anywhere to live. And of course, that was a worst case scenario situation, but I am fortunate that it would never have come to that because I would have moved back to Melbourne and lived with my parents, or I don't know what I would have done. But I knew I didn't need to worry. I just had this deep trust, and this has been years in the making, right? Like, learning how to trust the universe and learning how to surrender, and then also believing. I have this strong belief now that I'm always being led to bigger and better things. And if something crazy, unexpected like this happens, where I'm literally forced out of a situation that I like, I believe it's redirection to something better. And because that belief is so strong now, I found it really easy just to surrender and to trust that I would be led to the next best thing for me. And there were so many options that came up. And of course, I spent some nights losing sleep because I was thinking about all the options, but I was thinking about them from a place of excitement, and there's so much opportunity of what could be next for me. It wasn't a place of fear or stress or it wasn't the worst thing in the world. Like, I just knew it was going to be better, whatever the outcome was. And so I started looking into my options, and this is how I kind of create with the universe, right? I ask for guidance, and then I start playing with the ideas that are given to me. So I thought maybe I'll move back to my own apartment that I own on the Gold Coast. And I ended up not doing that. And I got clear guidance that I shouldn't do that because I ended up, through a series of events, getting a very big rent increase from my current tenants in that property. And so it just didn't make sense to move back there. So that was that option kind of ruled out. And then I thought maybe I'll go overseas and, just get rid of everything. I don't really have much because I was living in a furnished apartment. I'd already got rid of most of my belongings when I thought I was going to move back to Melbourne back in 2019. So much has changed since then. And yeah, so I thought maybe I'll go overseas while I don't have to pay rent. Because I have nowhere to live, I'll just go and stay in hotels and Airbnbs for a few months until I figure out what's next. And I ended up looking into, I can't go to the US at the moment because of all the COVID rules. So I looked into going to Europe and to London. And when I went to look up flights, they were so ridiculously expensive. I was just like, I can't justify spending that. It was going to cost me like $4,000 return to go to London, and it didn't feel right. So I was like, okay, that's not an option. Let's start looking at what's available on the Gold Coast for apartments. Now, everyone is freaking out here. My tenant in my property ended up offering me a massive rent increase because we were going to kick her out because she wasn't answering her phone and cooperating. And she was so scared of the rental crisis that's going on the Gold Coast. If you watch the news, you are going to be sucked into like believing the worst about everything, right? So yeah, there's this massive rental crisis going on apparently, and it's really hard to get a new place. People are waiting months, people are sleeping in their cars because they get kicked out of their place and then they can't get a new one in time. And because I don't watch the news, that didn't exist to me. So I had no idea. Like, I've heard about it, but, and I've heard stories, but it just wasn't part of my reality and it wasn't an option that I was going to struggle. And so what do you know? It was not an option for me. So I ended up getting pretty much the first apartment I applied for. It was literally the first apartment. I went to look at two apartments in total. One was not an option. And the one I ended up getting is in the same building that I was previously in. And I wanted to stay in this building. So it's like, I can't believe this apartment actually came up at the right time. And it's got a better ocean view. I can see the sunset, which was part of what I wanted. I can see the sun rising, which I couldn't see from my previous apartment. And it's got a mirrored wall, which is perfect because I actually want to do a bikini competition next year, which I haven't really shared yet. So there you go. And it's funny, I was saying to my coach when I decided I wanted to do one back in May or April this year, I was like, I'm gonna have to find somewhere to practice posing because I don't know where to go and I definitely can't do it in this gym because it's too small. And what do you know, this apartment literally it's made for me. Like, it meets all the criteria, all the points I had on my list. It meets, and it's got a posing wall. Like, it's got a mirrored wall. I'm going to be able to practice my posing here. It's just crazy how it like literally is always working out for me, and it's always working out for you if you believe it. So whenever something is going wrong or something unexpected happens, whenever you get rejected, it is redirection. It is leading you to something better. And if you believe that, that will be your story as well. And I'm so happy. Like, I love this apartment. It has been, August was a very stressful month, like moving and then the expenses I had because I was paying double rent for part of the month. And then the bond for this place was huge and I didn't have my other bond back. And then on top of that, I had to buy furniture because this place is not furnished, but I have loved every second of moving, like being here and, you know, making it my own, getting to buy my own furniture again. And yeah, it's been really fun. So anyway, I wanted to come back on and we will see if we end up becoming a bit more consistent with the podcast, but I only really want to share when I have something useful to share, I feel, or like an experience where I feel like it's going to help you in some way. And I feel like I wanted to share that just because the old me, I cannot even tell you how stressed I would have been over that experience. And I would have bought into the whole rental crisis thing. But you don't have to. If it's not your reality, if you choose it to not be your reality, then it doesn't have to be, you know. And something else I wanted to share is this whole idea or this belief I have now that everything is a stepping stone to my big crazy dreams. So forever, I have had a huge dream of having a penthouse apartment on the ocean with panoramic ocean views. And what I started realizing when I came back to the Gold Coast after moving back to Melbourne, end of 2019, I came up to the Gold Coast in 2020 of March and thought I was here to visit. So I literally came with a suitcase of bikinis because it was still summer, and I got stuck here, deliberately stuck. Like, I chose to stay here when they closed the borders, and then Melbourne ended up being in lockdown for the year, so I never went back. And so I've really started with nothing again. And the apartment I was staying at had like a small ocean view, but it was like set back across the other side of the highway here, so I could see a little glimpse. And then I just realized that I was moving closer and closer to the apartment of my dreams, and I still have been. So the apartment that I moved to in March this year had a better ocean view, but it was like static. There was a construction site blocking the panoramic part of it, kind of thing. Like, I couldn't move around and see extra ocean. And then this view is so much better. Like, it sounds ridiculous. I'm so obsessed with ocean views, but I can't even tell you how like energized and how calm they make me feel at the same time. Like, it's just magical, and it makes me believe in magic, and it makes me believe in expansion, and it just reminds me of the universe and reality and how we can create our own reality. And I just love it. So it's so important to me. Like, my rent is so expensive and I'm wasting a lot of money on it, but it's not a waste when it changes your energy, right? And that's the same thing with even who you surround yourself with. I think I've said this before maybe, but it is so important to surround yourself with people that lift you up and people that push you to dream bigger and go for better. And sometimes, like in my case, I end up paying for a lot of that support. I'm always getting coached or in a mastermind or in two masterminds, or I have so much going on that I pay for, I invest in heavily, because I know how much it changes my energy and it keeps me going forward in the right direction towards my big dreams. And it's just, it makes such a difference to have that support. And I love coaching because I know what a difference my coaches make for me, and to be able to do that for my clients, like, it just makes me so happy, and it's like it all comes full circle. So anyway, I wanted to say, you have to start seeing your life and every situation in your life as a stepping stone to your dreams and to whatever you're chasing. And don't be scared to make your dreams so big that they are crazy and almost unrealistic. Like, people used to laugh at me when I said I want an ocean view penthouse. I don't even know why, because it doesn't seem that hard to me to get, but they did. And it's crazy because I'm moving closer and closer towards having one, you know? And maybe in a year's time or two or three, I don't know how long it's going to take. It doesn't matter to me. The thing is, I'm going to get my ocean view penthouse apartment, panoramic ocean view, not just ocean view. It has to be on the ocean. Like, I know exactly what I want, and I've got the vision in my head, and we're going towards it, and everything is a stepping stone towards that. So it doesn't matter that I'm not there yet, because I'm getting closer. And it's the same with any goal you have, even if it's body composition changes, right? Body transformation. You shouldn't get so fixated on the fact you're not where you want to be yet. Because if you are, you're constantly in that negative state of not being there, not having enough, not being good enough, and in that lack mentality. And you need to switch that to focusing on the progress that you are making and the direction you're heading in. And if you stay focused on that, if you stay focused in that, or if you stay in that abundant state, you're going to get more of that, because what you focus on expands, right? So that is really, really important. So everything now I see as a stepping stone or a bridge to my best life, to my dreams. And it doesn't mean everything is always a positive situation in the moment, like getting notice and getting kicked out of my other apartment and having to go through all the financial stress of August and having to go through moving by myself, you know, like getting furniture, and I got this swing chair and I had to put it together by myself because I don't have anyone else here to help me, you know. But it's fine, like it shows you how strong you are, and yeah, it's just a stepping stone to your best life. So if you believe that, and if you start being open to receive as well, then opportunities are just going to come to you. And I can't even tell you how many opportunities I get and how many crazy weird things happen to me because I just believe that it's possible and I am open to receive them. So something else I wanted to say as well is it's crazy how we can survive on so little and be happy. Like, I am so happy here and I don't even have furniture fully. I have ordered it, but it's still coming. My dining table didn't come for like the first week or two. I was having picnics on the floor, and I knew in the moment this will be a magical memory. Like, my first week here was picnics, watching the ocean, like literally sitting on a blanket, and that's how I had dinner and lunch every day, you know. And then I got my swing chair, so now I have like a little egg chair to sit in. But I don't have a couch still. That is actually coming tomorrow. And now I've realized, I'm like, I love having this space without the couch. And do I actually even really need it, you know? So anyway, it's crazy to think that I could have easily missed out on this apartment if I had have been stuck in that idea that I needed to have it, needed to be furnished, because it would be too hard to buy furniture, or I didn't have the money to buy furniture, or it just, yeah, I didn't want to have to buy furniture. Like, if I had have been in that mindset, I would have missed out on bigger and better. I would have missed out on the apartment that is the closest to my dream apartment that I've ever had the opportunity of living in. And so yeah, it's just, stop limiting yourself. You have to be open to things happening in a different way and in a way that you don't necessarily think is going to work in your favor. But if it happens, then it is working in your favor. So what else did I want to say? Yes, that it comes back to being willing to sacrifice short-term pleasure for long-term satisfaction. So I had to go without furniture for, well, I had to go without any furniture, including a table and chairs, for a week. But, and it's been, what, over a month now, and I haven't had a couch or really anything else. But then once I get it, I get that long-term satisfaction of having this apartment with my furniture for at least a year. We'll see what happens after a year. That's the length of my lease. But it's really important. There's so many short-term pleasures that I have missed out on. And even now, I still am very, like, long-term vision. And, like, that's all I care about is my long-term goals. And it doesn't mean I don't have fun in the meantime, or I don't, you know, get distracted with short-term gratification sometimes. But it's about that balance, right? Majority of my energy goes to that long-term satisfaction. So part of that was, and part of the financial stress that I was under in August, it's just crazy how timing happens, right? I joined a new mastermind at the start of August, and that was literally a few days. I paid for that a few days before I got this apartment, and then had suddenly so many other expenses, and it was so stressful. And but I just trusted, like, I knew I had to sign up to that mastermind. I didn't know why, I just knew. And so I did. I barely even know the girl. I literally spoke to her or came across her 2 weeks before I joined. And I just knew, like, I trust my intuition. It doesn't lead me the wrong way. And the fact that the mastermind was like closing just before I got this apartment and I signed up, like, I would not have signed up if I had have got the apartment first. So I know I meant to be in that mastermind for whatever reason, and it has been great so far. And yeah, so it's just crazy. You got to trust the timing of your life, and you got to trust that things don't come into your life if you're not ready for them and if you're not going to be able to make things work. So yeah, that's that. And something else that I really love doing is choosing to live in the best case scenario, because it's so easy when we have these things come up to go to the worst case scenario. Like, what if I'm going to be homeless? Or what if I said on my Instagram, I'm getting kicked out, we might be homeless, but I was joking. I knew that wasn't going to happen. But of course, like, it is the worst case scenario, and everything is an option, really. But I choose to live in the best case scenario. I choose to live in, what if this is the best thing that's ever happened to me? What if this is happening so that it's making all my dreams come true? And you know what? It usually is. So that is pretty much all I wanted to say for this podcast. I have rambled a lot, but I thought I would update you. And yeah, I hope you start to see your life in the best case scenario, and every situation, whether it feels good in the moment or not. And like, I have photos on my phone every time I go into like a dark hole and I get really upset. And that was a lot of August for me, right? And even some of July, but I have photos of myself crying. Like, I just, because I have them for memories to show that it's not easy. The journey isn't easy. It's not linear. And there will be really hard moments. But the way I see it as well, because we live in this universe, which is all about duality, you have to have darkness to have light. And the greater the darkness, the more light you're going to be able to see, basically. So that really helps me when I am going through those darker moments. And also knowing as well, whenever I'm going through that season of contraction, I know massive expansion is coming. And it doesn't happen overnight. It's not like you step into this new apartment and all of a sudden everything expands and gets better. It happens slowly over time, and you have to keep trusting that. And then when you look back over the year, it's like, wow, okay, I can see how that was working out for me. I can see how I didn't need to worry, or I, you know, those darker moments led to this, and it was always leading to my expansion and my evolution. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I will be back again, I'm not sure when, but if you have any feedback or things you would like me to discuss on a podcast, reach out. The best way to contact me is probably through Instagram or on my website, coachjody.com. Send me an email. My email is jody@coachjody.com. And yeah, that is it for this episode.